Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello out there, beautiful listeners. I'm Dr. Jen, and I want to welcome you to today's show. Boy, have we got a power-packed full show for you today. Three guests today, and our topic today, for those driving around in the car, if you haven't seen the promo for today, we are talking about spiritual women transforming the world. Big topic. We also have a giveaway today. I want to quickly let you know we're going to be playing a couple of different games with that. But for this first half, before I bring my first guest on, I want to tell you the first half only is a call-in for putting your name in the hat for two free tickets to the New York 4th Annual Spiritual Film Festival. That's the Spiritual Film Festival. It's in New York. It's November 7th through the 10th, and it's the fourth year. So this is the fourth annual, but there's two free tickets for that. That's a call in to the station, not to come on the air, just to give your contact information to put your name in the hat for those free tickets. You'll give them to Chrissy, my producer over there at the station, WBLQ. So the number for that, if you want to put your name in the hat for that drawing during the first half of the show only, it's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Now, let me tell you about my first guest. Very excited. I have absolutely loved this lady, we could talk for hours. But we are going to have and bring on Celeste Yarnall. It's Yarnall, I think. And she is incredible. She is in the film Femme, Women Healing the World, that was produced by Sharon Stone. She was an actress, speaker, activist. She's a film producer as well. She was on the original Star Trek, for those that are trying to figure out how they're recognizing her. But her passion right now, it is women's empowerment and healing on all levels for both people and animals. So I want to bring on Celeste. Celeste, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jen. It's a pleasure to be with you. I think, as you know, that I'm away from home at the moment. I'm in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, getting ready to be one of the keynote speakers at Ascension Rising, which is a great conference. So I'm at the Hilton Hotel in Sedona, peeking out at a beautiful, beautiful, glorious day in Red Rocks, and getting ready for this conference here, where we'll also be screening Femme Saturday night. So I'm very excited to be presenting the material that we're talking about.
I mean, you're doing so many things. Now, you were traveling all day yesterday, so you just got into you just arrived.
Yes.
This, right? And so,
drive from L.A. to Sedona.
We're on the East Coast, and this is early for her. So tell us a little bit about how did you actually begin and realize a magnetic, passionate pull where you just have to do this with your life? Tell us how you started with this and what you're doing out there with spiritual women healing the world.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Empowering them.
Well, you know, I always told people that as an actress, model, spokesperson in that world, which I kind of grew up in, you know, it's all about you. You're the product. You're concentrating on your weight, your hair, your skin, your craft, your acting classes. And I really just got tired of it being about me. I wanted it to be about the oneness of the entire planet. I wanted it to be about what could I do to be of value to others. And I think when I let go of those, that need, you know, to do that in show business, I guess I really haven't completely let go of it, but I wanted whatever I did to be of value to others. And the subject matter of women's empowerment, being a woman, growing up in Hollywood, it was just critically important to share women's worth. So when the opportunity came along for me to join Sharon Stone and Emmanuel Etier as one of the producers and help put Femme together and be in Femme, be one of the 100 women who are spokeswomen in Femme, I thought, what on earth can I offer with this amazing team of speakers? And something very close to my heart, empowering mothers and just how important it is pre-pregnancy, during pregnancy, to empower women with the knowledge, and fathers as well, whole families, to empower everyone to know that everything that goes on around the mother is being downloaded right into the unborn child's fetal tissue. So every meal, every breath, every word, every television show, everything counts because we're making our tomorrow. In
Absolutely.
That sacred womb space, we're creating future generations. And when you think of it from that perspective, it's so empowering. It doesn't matter what your education level is. It doesn't matter what your job skill is. So long as you can impart love and healing and positivity to that unborn child that you have made a sacred choice to bring into the world, because obviously I'm a pro-choice person, but once that choice is made, it's so critically important to realize that every cell in that unborn child's body is sentient. And that's where we're making our tomorrow. And science backs us up on this, you know? I'm sure you've probably covered a bit of this before.
I have. I mean, I'm really, really connecting with what you're saying, because a lot of what we're feeling with the transformation, I'm seeing a lot in my work with intuitive children and helping parents that are learning that, you're taking it back further, which is beautiful for the future and for the generations coming, understanding that prenatal state, I mean, that fetal state, how important that is. With energy work, I would feel that a lot with my pregnant clients that would come in, and it was amazing what we were experiencing. But I'm with you on that. I mean, this is a big global prenatal.
Absolutely,
I mean,
Jen.
This is huge,
and
right?
One of the beautiful things about being in Femme and being a producer on Femme, my husband's art is also in Femme. So Nazim Artist, my beautiful husband, has gorgeous paintings. So being, you know, having Femme being such a part of my life, something exciting happened. Like you say, we're part of this global village, but I was able to connect with another beautiful person named Julie Ryan Gerland that has an organization called the Global Prenatal Initiative, which I've mentioned to you before. And this is her life's work, as a matter of fact. So we have a Facebook page called the Global Prenatal Initiative, GPI, and I've just written a blog for Care 2 that touches on this subject matter also. And what we're doing with Global Prenatal Initiative as an ambassador for them, which, as I said, came about as a result of her seeing the film and seeing what I said, we made this great connection. She lives in the south of France. I live in California. I'll be speaking at Conscious Life Expo in February, and she's going to come into town for that. We'll be screening Femme there as well. So in this global village, we can empower people at any age to realize that everyone has power. We all have that butterfly effect power.
Yes,
from the chaos
theory. Yes, we do. Hang on to that thought. We have to take a quick station break. When we come back, we are talking with Celeste Jarnell, one of the beautiful spiritual women out there, empowering this world of transformation we are all going through. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or, to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy.
And you are listening to The Jen Royster Show. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest that I have on right now is Celeste Jarnell, one of the visionaries that is so passionate out there, bringing empowerment to women and spiritual healing to the world. Now you have 15 more minutes to call in to the station if you want to put your name in the hat for 2 free tickets to, or we're giving away 2 free tickets. Let me put it that way. So there's 2 winners for that. That festival is in New York, the Spiritual Film Festival, November 7th through 10th. It's the 4th annual. Call into the station, 1-800-930-2819, to put your name in the hat. You only have 15 more minutes to call in. At the second half, we're going to change up the game for those tickets. Now, Celeste, before we went to break, you were talking about the Global Prenatal Initiative, the GPI. And what do you see as your vision for how this is going to turn things around and just the knowledge and empowering women to know that they can make choices when they are bringing a new life into the world?
This is where it all starts, as far as I'm concerned. It really will, of course, it starts way before that. But we have so much that we can affect as women, because our primary skills, to narrow it down, is our great ability to negotiate, to nurture, to nourish. I mean, there really is nothing that women can't do. And empowering women with that knowledge that we use all of our innate skills, from, being the warrior goddess to being the arms that cradle the newborn baby and that shelter the newborn baby before it's born. And like I started to say before the break, that butterfly effect that, comes from chaos theory, where just the flutter of a butterfly's wings in the rainforest affects a typhoon in Asia. I think once we realize the power that we have with our consciousness, the more at effect we can all be. So that's a lot about, what I contributed to FEM in my interview. And it wraps beautifully with my work as a speaker. And your listeners can learn a little bit more about what I do at moxart.com, moxxart.com, which is kind of a catch-all website for the products and the Art of Wellness collection that my husband and I take everywhere we're invited, basically.
And you, now she's intuitive, because she's answering the questions before I ask. I was getting ready to ask her, where can they find you? So that works. Telepathy is great. It's so easy. There's confusion, right? I love that. But you have a lot going on out there between you and your husband. They're just beautiful souls. They are putting so much love into the world, is what I feel when I've been in your energy and just having the conversations that we've had before the show even. And so MoxArt, MoxxArt.com is got a little bit of everything, all the connections to all of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in fact, I've even got the Yekra player embedded there, where people who can't get to the wonderful Meta Center Film Festival and screening that we're primarily promoting today. We're all so excited that I can be even on with you, because I can't be at the screening, needless to say, being out here on the coast and having a couple of other gigs to do. But if you go to my website, MoxArt, you can scroll down on the homepage and you can actually see FEM at Home. It's just a $4.99 download. And, I'd like to have everyone look at some of the things that we're doing, because we believe in empowering everyone, men and women, on a body, mind, and spirit level. So when we get our physical act together, we have a couple of wonderful products called MoxOr and a device from Liechtenstein from Germany called the BEMER, B-E-M-E-R. So we have a couple of wonderful physical devices and products that we share with people to help them anti-age, if you will, and we have my husband's beautiful art. All the websites are listed to the left of that home page. My husband's art is really exciting, because he has this amazing holistic glaze that goes onto the paintings that kind of feeds into the ambient environment.
I remember you telling me about that.
The negative ions, yeah, and far infrared. And he's done a beautiful painting for Ascension Rising that we're going to unveil here, but he's also working on a beautiful painting to honor FEM. And that's something to look forward to when Nazim is in his incredible creative mode.
That is, I love that, because energy is infused wherever you put that intention.
So, well, I also put my Reiki
about that,
symbols
I absolutely
into the
loved
painting.
It because, yes, why not? There's a lot out there about how we can protect ourselves from all the toxic energy that it's infused, but why not go ahead and start with an intention of something beautiful into it?
Right, and the last thing we do is I put my Reiki master symbols there as well. And, everything is energy, everything is frequency. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is that prenatally, babies are in a frequency that's called delta, and that's very programmable state. And when they're born, they go into a frequency called theta, which is wide open imagination. You can talk to butterflies in theta. They really can't move into alpha, which is calm consciousness, till about age six. So even the UK has mandated a new program called the first 1001 days, which is the huge issue of the prenatal state and the first couple of years after birth. So when we realize that we are making our future with every time you meet a pregnant woman, you know, you could, if she'll allow you, you put your hands into her energy sphere in some way and just say, oh, welcome, new life. You know, you're going to do fabulous things.
When you take that time to look at it, it's extremely powerful and profound. And you realize how much empowerment you can give it and how much you can choose to take it into a direction that will bring humanity into a positive state. I mean, we all feel that. And we all see that as visionaries. We see it going forward. And this is a very empowering thing when you're taking the future generations and the generations coming in and you're choosing to give them the best start.
Right. We're in a state of being and becoming where we're treasuring the moment that we're in. But, you know, we have one eye on the future at the same time. So we're being and becoming and looking at the whole earth, the whole global community, looking at the tiniest little cell, sentient cell, to the whole macro universe as being in heart consciousness. You know, the moment we connect, get out of the intellect for a few minutes, you know, and get into that heart consciousness of pure love, we really see amazing healings take place on all levels. So I think that's the beauty of the film Femme.
You'll
meet Emmanuel soon.
I took a peek at it yesterday. It's incredible. And, you know, Sharon Stone has put together quite the film, and with all the support and help, and we have Emmanuel ATA. I did it right the first time.
That's right. But a 4-year labor of love for Emmanuel.
That's just a beautiful thing. And in closing remarks, because we're about to go to the second half, and we're going to bring these two amazing gentlemen on that are champions of women's empowerment and what they are doing, what would you like to say to the world?
See the film. See Femme, Women Healing the World. Remember that you are important, that every breath you take is a contribution, so long as you make it positive and loving, connect more with your heart space, and be of value. Be of value in any way you can. Share the film, share the love, share your show, and just be. Just, you know, be the best you can be for that next generation that's coming. Oh, and peek at my website, too, moxart.com.
Yes, and that's MOXXART, moxart.com. Go check it out. Celeste and her husband, and his name is Nazim. Is that right?
It's Nazim, and his website is Nazim Artist. And, we mentioned my Star Trek connection earlier, and one of the great things about Star Trek, having been a Star Trek guest star, is, you know, the prime directive. Every human being on this planet has a prime directive, and we want to manage the prime directive for our own planet, and
Absolutely.
That's a powerful force.
We all have that individual power, and this passion that people like you and are what I'm doing with the show, with this show, we are all putting it out there and letting people know you've got this too. You've got this too. So thank you so much for being with us, and please go check it out. Celeste, I look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jen.
thank you so much, and have a great time with your conference there in Sedona. Sedona's beautiful. We will be talking to you soon. Thank you for being here. All right, guys.
Thank you. Say hi to the guys for me.
We are about to go to break. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. When we come back, we will have the two champion gentlemen, director Emmanuel Etier of the Sharon Stone film Femme, Women Healing the World, and also the curator for the New York Film Festival, and also the filmmaker with New Realities TV that's pretty popular out there on the web, Alan Steinfeld. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
And we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we've been talking about spiritual women transforming the world and healing, and it's about women's empowerment. And in the second half of the show, we still have a chance to win those two free tickets to the New York Spiritual Film Festival, which is going to be November 7th through the 10th. It's the fourth annual. And I have the curator with me today on the second half of the show, Alan Steinfeld. And for the second half, we're changing it up. No more calling into the station for the second half. The second half, you can put your name in the hat by retweeting a mention of the show. Retweet. I'm over at Jen Royster on Twitter. Or you can go to Facebook and like the show. And you have between now and November 5th to put your name in the hat. The winner will be announced November 6th on Twitter and Facebook. So be sure you go in and put your name in. There's two free tickets to the Spiritual Film Festival. being held November 7th through 10th at the Meta Center in New York City. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the two guests that I have on with me. Now, we have the gentlemen. I call them the champions, the men behind the women that are out there doing this amazing work. They believe in it. They believe in the divine feminine energy coming forward, and they are passionate about helping to spread this work with their specialties. We have the curator, and he is also the host and producer of the popular cable program New Realities, Alan Steinfeld. His show investigates metaphysics, spirituality, UFOs, and healing, and he is the curator, like I said earlier, of the New York Spiritual Film Festival held in New York City. We also have with us today Emmanuel Etier, the director of the film Femme, Healing the World, Women Healing the World, but he has a lot of work that he does. He's a very experienced film producer, and I'm going to let them share a little bit about what they're doing to help empower this world with beautiful feminine energy. I want to welcome both of you, Alan and Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's start with Alan. Alan, you are so passionate and you put so much energy into what you've been doing with what you have going on with the film festival and what you have going on with your show. Can you tell us how and why you are so passionate about spreading the word? What got you onto this path?
Well, I think if for people on a spiritual path, we're looking for support in these new belief systems, these new worldviews that are so connected to who we are, and in the mainstream, we're really not finding that. It seems like the same old dramas are going on, while this whole other level of energy, as you know, Jen, is really hitting the planet. So we need to have a media, we need to have programs and movies that support an emerging consciousness. So I've been looking for that. I've been and finding it, and when I find it in these pockets, whether there's someone who's talking about new science or new art or new ways of understanding reality, I interview the person, put them on my cable show, New Realities, put them on my website. But I've been finding a lot of films out there that are here and there isolated, so I decided to pull them all together and create a New Reality Spiritual Film Festival, because I think film is our most intimate medium. It gets so deep into who we are, and I think people change by looking at films like them and the other films I have in the festival. So I am providing an outlet for those looking to support their unfoldment as truly evolving beings. Does that make sense?
It did. I mean, it's so much. Once you start tapping in, it's a magnetic pull. You just can't stop. And then you find, where am I getting all this energy? Because it's an unlimited divine energy, really, flowing through to the passions. I know I feel that with the work that I do.
Exactly. And you're right in alignment with what I'm about, because you are opening people up to who they really are.
Exactly. And what we, yes, exactly. Absolutely. That was very well said. And, you know, just to throw the same question over to Emmanuel, you're putting quite a bit into this. I mean, you have a history of some amazing films you've put together, but it's not just the Femme movie. You're putting quite a few films together. Can you tell us what put you on this path of passion to begin and really show the spiritual women and what power and empowerment they're bringing to the world? What got you onto this path?
Well, basically, you know, as a father of two and pretty soon three,
congratulations.
You are forced to reevaluate the situation and the perspectives in terms of our future and the planet. And as a filmmaker, I realize that obviously my voice can be heard and the message can be spread in a way that is huge because of the internet distribution, because of the multi VOD TV platform. So I decided to embark on to creating a new type of documentaries. I call them documentaries for conscious humanity. And these are really studies about us, about how are we going to become a sustainable humanity with a clear, sustainable future. The reason I ended up doing, and this is a second of a series of documentary, the reason I ended up doing Femme, Women Healing the World, is after doing the first documentary, which was an exploration of the notion of oneness, God, energies, around the world, with people such as Deepak Chopra, the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, I realized that actually to get to a real sustainable level of peace, it is not about removing weapon from the marketplace or physically, but it's about removing weapon from the mind. And that's, you know, a clear goal that we have to set, because you can demilitarize, denuclearize, remove weapons, but at first it's impossible because there will be always group trying to smuggle them back in anyway. So it's right. A pointless task. But what you can do is attacking the mind and make sure that a little boy at age 4 or 5 is not given a toy that is a gun and be told, oh, it's okay, go ahead and shoot. That is right. Not okay. And that's where the problem starts. As long as we will have little boys here in America, in France, and anywhere in the world who are given weapons for toys, we have a problem because unconsciously they're going to grow up with the notion that guns are fun and to play with, when we know perfectly that guns are made to kill. That's the duty of a gun. So really the reason why we don't have peace today, it's very clear, it's very simple. It's because we have had systems who have been ultra-macho, patriarchal, dominant, killing for the last 3,000 years. And it's in religion, it's in economics, it's in politics, it's everywhere.
It's so like it's the belief system. It's in the belief of what you believe.
Absolutely. I mean, why is God, the idea of God has to be a man? It's not written in any scripture. So let's stop right there. God doesn't have a sex. So
you know, we have to
reevaluate everything and make sure that proper education is done, that proper spirituality is done. And that's what we're doing with this movie. They are really highly empowering and highly controversial in the sense where they say, stop. Don't believe in the system that have put you in slavery, in the slavery of your mind. Free yourself. I think the challenge of a century is to free the mind. You know, the previous century definitely did a lot to free the body with abolition of slavery and regulation of laws and groups like Amnesty fighting for all type of freedom of the body. But the mind is still in jail. And as long as we dare to say, I am that, we are lost. Because you are not that. You are everything and nothing at the same time. So you are more than just a Christian or an atheist, than straight or gay, than from any race. You are all of it. Well, obviously, quantum physics proves that we are one. So let's play the game of oneness for once and go beyond. And that's what FEM is about. It's not really only to empower women, but it's really to empower men and women to show that together we create and we are life. So that's...
Well, yes, I agree. Because, absolutely, because the feminine, we're both, everybody is, men and women, we all have male and female energies. We have all of God, all of the universe energy within us. So it's the balance of that within everyone and then the connection to all. And so that was very beautiful how you said that. And Alan, I heard you... have a passion that you wanted to mention something, but we are about to go to break, so I want to let you know that.
Emmanuel just inspired me about that idea that women will fight for life while men fight to be right. And, you know, that's the situation the world's in now. People are fighting over ideologies when women really are about life, and that's why we need the balance. But we need both. You know, the Cherokees say you can't fly with only one wing. A bird needs two wings to fly.
And the goal is the balance. I mean, the balance. And so hang on to those thoughts. I hear so much passion coming out of both of these beautiful men. Stay with us. We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to keep going with this incredible conversation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show with my guest, Emmanuel Etier and Alan Steinfeld. We'll be right back after the break.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you just chimed in. And today we're talking about spiritual women transforming the world. And during the second half, I have two of the beautiful men that are championing so much effort in putting this beautiful energy of balance back into the world. And we have the curator of the New York Film Festival, Alan Steinfeld, and director of the film Femme, Women Healing the World, directed or produced by Sharon Stone. We have Emmanuel Etier and Alan, please take this opportunity. We're in our last 15 minutes of the show. So please tell everybody what's going on with this film festival and all the other films. And you said there's a number to give out for tickets as well.
Right. Well, first, if people are interested in a spiritual film festival in New York, please call the Meta Center at 212-736-0999. You can get tickets. You get tickets for the whole festival. And we have also a lot of gifts that are going. We have books and DVDs and yoga classes and a raffle ticket for a $50 raw food meal at a local New York restaurant, Caravan of Dreams. So we have a lot of support for this festival, and we talk about many subjects. So on Thursday, we're focusing on evolutionary science. There's a film called Solar Revolution, which is how new radiation from the cosmos are affecting our brains and creating more of a psychic creative input into human beings. This is based on the research of Dieter Bohres, and it's a book called Solar Revolution. And then on Friday, we have an evening devoted for UFOs, understanding UFOs, because it's not just there are ships out there, but how does that affect who we are as human beings and as a planetary civilization? So we're showing the film called The Hidden Hand, which I'm a co-producer on, and it's a film directed by James Carman, and we have some experts in the field, including Richard Dolenz, who just testified in front of former members of Congress about the reality of UFOs. So these are films about alternative consciousness. And then on Saturday, I have a film called One Track Heart, the story of Krishnadas, who is the most popular kirtan singer in America. He sings holy Indian music. He was a student of Nim Kroli Baba, who was also an influence over Ram Dass. So there's a film about his life, how he went from rock and roll star to drug addict to spiritual seeker. It's a really powerful film. That same evening, we have a film called Dreaming Heaven, which is a shamanic journey into Teotihuacan, Mexico, and the director, Lee McCormick, is going to be there. That is Saturday night, November 9th. And on Sunday, as we've been talking about, it's a whole day of women's empowerment, and we're going to end with the film Femme, but at 12 o'clock, we're starting with a film called Burning Lakshmi, which is about the dowry burnings, how women are burned in India because they don't have enough, the bride's family don't have enough money to pay the dowries to the groom's family, and these women are harassed, physically abused, and also are burned in many cases in India, and the film is about what women are doing about that in India to change this dogmatic superstitious belief, and I think, you know, a lot has to be changed in those worlds, and women are standing up and talking about it. My friend Anna Fisher, who's lived in India, made this film, and it's a short, and it talks about how women can get involved in that. After that, we have a film called Talking Story, where a Vietnamese-American woman, Marie Rose Fillet, traveled around the world and interviewed indigenous healers in South America and Hawaii and the Himalayas. But in this film, she goes through a transformation and she starts to tap into her own innate healing abilities, and she starts to access the Kuan Yin energy, and she has quite an amazing transformation right on screen. After that, we have a beautiful film called Finding Happiness, which is a docudrama where an American reporter, actually played by Elizabeth Rom, she was an American Hustle and client list, goes out and goes to an actual ashram, the Ananda Village Ashram in Sierra Nevada, and meets people there and talks about how they can live, how they do live in a happier, more calm, more compassionate environment, and how all of us can do that. And then at 4:45, we have the film Femme, which we've been talking about. Directed by Emmanuel, produced by Sharon Stone. But after that film, we're going to have a discussion with you, Jen. You'll be
That's
on that.
That's right. Panel. I'll be there, guys. So come out and say hello in person.
And then
I'm going to be on that discussion panel. So go ahead and finish
up. No, we have a few other women on that panel. We have Dawn Zuli. Emmanuel could talk about her. She's also a producer on Femme. We have Donna DeCruz, who is a well-known DJ and spiritual teacher. And then we have a woman I know called Zahava, who started a website called Love Making Dances about the spiritual aspects of movement and women's empowerment. So for 4 days, we have a chance for people to get involved in an alternative reality that will empower them, open themselves up to new possibilities, new ways of living, new ways of thinking, and how we can transform the world together. So I'm very happy that this is the fourth annual Spiritual Film Festival in New York, and the Meta Center is a co-sponsor, a partner in this, and that is at 214 West 29th Street on the 16th floor. You can go to my website, newrealities.com, to look at all the details, to see the trailers. You can also go to the Meta Center site and metacenterny.com to look at how to register online.
Awesome. And one more time, we're got to quickly finish up here. Mm-hmm. One more time, if you want to call the Meta Center, it's 212-736-0999, or go over to Alan's website, newrealities.com, for more information. And thank you for sharing that, Alan. It's going to be a power-packed weekend with so many inspiring films.
Well, I look forward to meeting you. And also, as people see these films, they are transformed. They are, realize that they are greater than they have suspected, that the mainstream culture is telling them. And we empower people, men and women.
Yes, we do. It is that, exactly that, because that energy is in all of us. And I look forward to meeting you, too. And
yes.
Emmanuel, before we close the show out, what would you like to share with this world? What is the passion and the important message that you would like the world to hear?
Well, the important message is to realize you guys, you men, are not made to be killers. You know, we are told we have to dominate, we have to conquer, we have to take it all. That's not true. This is like the sad cliche that our society put onto us. So there is a huge burden that needs to be lifted up out of the shoulder of men, and men need to be told that they are made to be lovers and lovers and lovers. That's really a key point. You know, and you ladies out there, keep doing what you're doing. Run for office, you know, like Hillary, like Oprah, like everybody.
You know,
with men supporting us like this. Dare to get involved and really watch your movie, which can be found and seen on November 11th at Alan's Great Hand Festival. So go to the Mantra Center and watch FEM and get together. And then at the same time, you can also find it anywhere you are in the world on the internet. It's at our site, which is www.femthemovie.com, F-E-M-M-E, themovie.com, femthemovie.com. So it's about being involved. It's about running for office, whatever your office is, your church, your school, your women's group, your men's group. Just don't wait to be saved. You are a savior. You are powerful. Show it, you know, dare to stand.
Thank you. I just had that amazing chill go through me. I love that because it's more of the sensation about what you're saying, and I can really feel that passion. Thank you both for being with us. We're about to go off the air, so I wanted to make sure we did that. That website again for the movie that Emmanuel directed is Femme the Movie, F-E-M-M-E, themovie.com. I also have the posters for the Spiritual Film Festival up on my website. If you're trying to find all this information, I've got all of the links to all of these people that have been, these beautiful guests that have been on the show today over at jenroyster.com. I want to say thank you. We will see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.